Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Taf Ayin Tes, Menachos 79. Today's Daf Yomi on the Mishnah on 79a, the Mishnah discusses the Nesachim. The Nesachim is with a Ola or a Shlamim offering, and an animal that is brought for an Ola or a Shlamim, they are supposed to be brought with a flour and oil, and this flour and oil offering is called the Nesachim. Our mission discusses the laws of the Nesachim, where the Nesachim are an accompaniment offering to the animal sacrifice, but then the animal sacrifice itself is found to be disqualified before it can be offered. What would then become the status of the Nesachim? So the Talmud says, the Mishnah says as follows, HaNesachim shekachu b'chui, the Nesachim became sanctified by being placed into a kui sharis, into a sacred utensil, and after they were placed into the sacred utensil, nimtza zevach, the animal itself that the libation offering that the Nesachim were accompanying was found to be disqualified. Under those circumstances, im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo. So then the Mishnah says, the Mishnah rules, if there is in the temple another offering that can accompany this Nesachim, then we just transfer the Nesachim to this other offering. And obviously we're talking about, says the commentary attributed to Rashi, we're talking about a situation where that other animal offering did not already have libation on Nesachim associated with it, because you're not allowed to add on to the measurement, to the amount of the Nesachim. So you can double up the amount of Nesachim on a specific offering. But if the other animal had not yet had Nesachim associated with it, you could just transfer this Nesachim to that Nesachim. So the Gemara discusses the question. The Gemara says, what does this mean? V'ha Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that let's say you designated, in a similar situation, this is a Gemara in 79b, let's say you designated Shemen, Shefrisho Lashum Minchazeh. We know that most of the carbon menachos require oil associated with it, so let's say you designated oil for the carbon mincha, for the grain offering, and then once you've done that, that oil becomes Pasul Lashum Mincha Cheres. It cannot be used for another grain offering. It's disqualified. And if that's the case, since we're seeing from the case of the oil that you can transfer it from one grain offering to another, how can you transfer the Nesachim, accompanying offering, from one animal to another animal? It was already established for the carbon that it was disqualified for. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai answers, the answer is Lev Bezdin Mas Na'ayim, that when these things are dedicated to the temple, when the Nesachim is dedicated to the temple, then the court understands that there's a stipulation. And im hutrichu hutrichu v'imav yulu zevach achar. The court assumes that there's a stipulation that said that the Nesachim, when they're sanctified, if it's good for this offering, it'll be offered for this offering. Otherwise, it'll go to a different offering. Well, the Gemara says, well, if you're going to say that there's a stipulation by the Nesachim, why don't we say the same thing by the oil? Why don't we say that with respect to the oil, there's all automatically assumed that there's a stipulation made. So the Gemara says, no, we can draw a distinction between the case of the oil and the case of the Nesachim. Why? What's the distinction? Shemen gufa de minchahu, that the oil itself is part of the offering itself. It's part of the grain offering. The oil is going to be mixed into the grain offering, and therefore it's essentially, basically a part of it. And so therefore, if the mincha itself would become disqualified, we would say that the oil should also thereby be disqualified. But the Nesachim are always separate. They're not really part of the offering, and they're brought separately. And indeed, we know that there's a principle that the Nesachim, we already learned this back on Mem Dalet, that the Nesachim could be brought many days later. So if that's the case, we don't have to assume that the Nesachim are gufa de mincha, or gufa de carbon, that they're not part of the offering, and so therefore, they could be transferred. And the Gemara continues this discussion, but for our purposes, we'll pause there and say that this is the distinction, that the Shemen is the gufa de mincha, the oil is considered to be as part of the essential aspect of the mincha, whereas the Nesachim is considered to be its own entity and its own carbon. And indeed, we know that Nesachim can be brought many days after the initial carbon which it is accompanying was brought. There, with respect to the sacrifices, we know that the Shulchan Aruch rules in Aruch Chaim, Simon Aleph Sif Hey, that it is proper every morning to say the read the verses in the Torah that discuss the sacrifices. This is called Korbanos. We recite the Ola to represent the Ola, the Mincha, the Shlamim, the Chatas, and the Asham. We recite them every morning. And indeed also the Mishnah Berurah, as you're supposed to recite the passages about the Thanksgiving offering. However, the Mishnah Berurah also says that after you recite about the Ohr HaShlamim and the Todah, you should recite the Parasha of the Nesachim, because there's no offering without these Nesachim accompanying it. Another din in the Shulchan Aruch, there in that Siman Aleph Sif Vav, is that these Karbanos, since the Karbanos were brought during the day, that therefore the Karbanos should only be said during the day. And so if that's the case, some of the commentaries discuss, well, what about the Nesachim? Let's say a person didn't have time to say Karbanos, all the Karbanos during the day, they just started saying them, and they finished just before sunset, and now they want to know at nighttime, can they recite the Parashas Nesachim at night? Because we know that on the one hand, the Nesachim is accompanying the Karban, and so therefore, since they're accompanying the Karban, maybe just like the Karban can't be brought at night, these Nesachim, we shouldn't say the prayer at night. But on the other hand, we see from our Sugya that Nesachim are their own entity, and we know that indeed the Nesachim can be brought until many days later, and so therefore, since the Nesachim are its own entity, therefore, perhaps we should say that since the Nesachim are its own entity and they could come many days later, therefore we shouldn't rule that they can't be recited during the day like the other offerings. Because we know that a Nesachim that came by itself is allowed to be brought at night, those accompanying offerings. So therefore, even though generally speaking the Karbanos can't be said at night, the verses of the Karbanos, but the Nesachim could. Nevertheless, the Lev Chaim says it's best to be strict and to just recite them the next day and still assume that it's accompanying the previous day's recitation of Karbanos.